at ribblefm.com and throughout the Ribble Valley on 106.7 FM, your local station. Ribble FM News.
Holidays to France, Greece and Spain could well be on the cards in the coming weeks. Ministers have confirmed that the requirement to self-isolate for 14 days when returning to the UK is set to be scrapped for a select few locations. Measures will be revised next week and could be announced officially as soon as Monday. The circumstances surrounding a stabbing at a Glasgow city centre hotel continue to be investigated. One man was shot by armed police in a park-in hotel and a further six men are in hospital, one of which is a serving police officer. Assistant Chief Constable Steve Johnson gave reassurances to the public.
This incident is not being treated as terrorism and our investigation is continuing into the circumstances. There is no wider risk to the public, however the street remains closed and people should avoid the area.
Ireland's new Premier is set to be elected later after political rivals agreed to form a historic governing coalition. Michael Martin's Fianna Fáil won the most seats in February's inconclusive general election and his accession to the position of Taoiseach represents the culmination of 30 years in mainstream political life. It's a very different Armed Forces Day with most of the events taking place online because of lockdown. Officer Cadet Owen Marchbank is a reservist in Wales who works with the Welsh Rugby Union. He tells the British Forces Broadcasting Services about his role during the pandemic.
My latest task is part of the ambulance decontamination, you know, to be part of something that was majorly needed with COVID. The chances that every single person may have it, you know, we can't take that risk of has a person got it, hasn't a person. So everything needed to be cleaned and we needed a workforce.
And it's been revealed that Margot Robbie is set to star in a new Pirates of the Caribbean film. The new movie is supposedly going to be led by a female-heavy cast. Johnny Depp and Orlando Bloom are apparently unlikely to make appearances. And that's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Tom Clayton.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, but there are so many other things you may want to do with your time. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
Ribble FM weather.
Sponsored by Together Homes, offering quality affordable homes for rent and sale in the northwest.
A little sunshine, but showers will affect many areas. The rain will be heavy and prolonged in some parts. Light winds and feeling much cooler all in all. Highs of 21 Celsius.
Welcome to Something for the Weekend. It's Nikki and Rowena here.
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
Good morning.
A little bit discombobulated here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're ready to bring you 2 hours of chat and music. Thank you so much to Eric for his classic Saturday morning breakfast show. And we'll be straight back after looking at Janet Jackson.
Enjoy.
Cut.
just like Janet Playway in the background there. So
she does go on a bit, doesn't she?
She doesn't understand a good fade, I don't think. That's what it is. So how are we today, Rowena?
I'm feeling very chipped because we've been out for a walk.
Yeah, we've got up early. It's not like we live together, like, hitch and bracket or something.
Morecambe and Wise in bed together.
We agreed to get up early this morning, didn't we?
We did.
Take the dogs out for a walk.
I don't even own a dog.
I know. Just borrow random dogs from the neighbours.
I'm like, whose dog needs walking? I'll take that.
But we agreed because it's all to do with like exercising more, making these new routines because we're slowly coming out of lockdown and things like that.
Which I was reminded of when I got back from the dog walk and changed my jeans into a pair that I've not worn since pre-lockdown. And let me tell you, I may be doing the whole show standing up.
Yes, well,
because I feel a little bit like I'm being cut down the middle.
Mine are a little bit tight as well.
A little bit snug.
Yeah. And then we did 3 miles this morning.
We did.
All organised by Anthony. Socially distanced walk with three other people.
Yep.
But it makes the dog that you borrow from a neighbour and my dog, the size difference is, I mean, what breed is it? Chihuahua?
It's a Chihuahua cross Jack Russell.
Right, okay. And my dog is an Akita. So the size difference is something to be seen.
When I first let Chester off his lead, the first thing he did was ran underneath your dog.
Exactly. But Chester likes to think he's the boss.
Absolutely.
And Mitch isn't really... And I would say he's not antisocial with other dogs, but he hasn't mixed a lot with other dogs. So I keep him on lead when we're in a park and things like that.
The thing is, he wasn't for playing with a little rat, let's be honest.
Well, this is true. But he was very patient.
He was
but Chester kept running up to him and, you know, just like trying to boss him around and everything.
Prior to you telling this next bit, I would just like to caveat this in that it is my neighbour's dog who is not used to being off lead and I'm doing some training with him. Now, I was hoping, with it being so early in the morning, that there wouldn't really be anybody else in the park.
Was heaving.
Yeah, so I thought I'd let him have a good run. Which was going really well.
He was extremely energetic.
He was
a lot more energetic than I was at that time in the morning.
So yeah, it was all going really well until,
well, there was two lady runners to start off with who he happily went to engage with, and they were like, what a lovely little dog. And then you got him back, and then he decided to bully my dog a little bit more and everything like that.
So I got him away from your dog, which is what we've been doing, is teaching him boundaries with the dog.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I don't let my dog off lead, because he has no recall with me whatsoever. He'll happily come back to my husband, but he has no recall whatsoever when I shout him.
Yeah.
Not even if I've got a little bit of ham or chicken in my hand or anything like that. So another runner went past about 5 minutes later, didn't they?
Yes.
Now, we've just been chatting about this. You have a degree in animal behaviourism,
animal behaviour.
So you're an extremely good reader of animals and know how to train dogs. My dog when I'm away.
Which is why I'm doing so much work with next door's dog.
So this other runner went past and Chester went, oh, I'm going to play with the runner, and bounded over, this little chihuahua, bounded over, nearly tripped the runner up.
Which I'm very sorry about.
Not once.
Twice.
But twice. Right, and then this runner just shouted from the distance, "Control your dog!" And I went, "Yes, Rowena's got told off." Hooray!
To which my caveat to that was, "It's not actually my dog."
Anyway, back to the music. I think so. We were trying to choose some tunes for today, weren't we? And we were choosing them whilst we were sort of in our own houses, chatting away on Messenger, starfished in buckets of cold water. I think
it was so hot.
So I decided to throw this one in here, and we're going to listen to a little bit of Vanilla Ice Baby.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know.
turn off the lights, and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and watch a chump like a candle. Dance, crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rollin', hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
FM plays music like this. And this. And this. Love music. Love Ribble FM.
So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Get free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you tryna pose like I be acting shady? What's that supposed to be about, baby? Get free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Shonda Paul, I give you the good loving daily. Now you tryna pose like I be acting shady.
Give me that blue.
You say you love me, say you love me, but you never there for me. Mm-hmm. You'll be crying, slowly dying when
cause I can't be acting shady.
You're only lonely when your homie ain't got a ride or no loot, yeah. Uh-huh. Then comes the drama, some other girl is claiming she's going out with you. Mm-hmm. All we do is make up. Then break up.
To be about, baby. Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy.
Breathe.
Time. Make I make it very clear to you, you're very dear to me. An honor of me share to you, me not unfair to you. Woman, I want to really make you know that I will always draw near to you. But me know me not unfair to you, me stand up like a man and I'll be okay. Dear because I care for you. Long time you're telling me not to get a compare to you. Woman, if you leave me now, I'm gonna shed a lot of tears for you. You want to breathe and still you're not exhaling. Say you want to leave cause this relationship failing. Ain't nobody said that it would be smooth sailing. Girl, I want to know why you're bailing. So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce one of the good times daily. Why you tryna pose? I can't be acting shady.
Welcome back to Something for the Weekend with Nikki and
Rowena.
I just wanted to have a chat with you about blue plaques.
Blue plaques.
Yeah, because we touched on this last week about how we've been running and we've been discovering these blue plaques, and we're going to possibly do a tour of the blue plaques. So we'll plot a route and people can join us after lockdown and things like that. But I found another one this week out of town. We're not going to run there.
No.
However, I did know about it, but I've never been up to it and taken a photo myself.
You see, I think this is the thing sometimes with blue plaques. And once I said that I was starting doing this... Oh, I'm very quiet today.
Sorry.
Once I realised that I was doing this, I said to people, and people go, I knew about it, but never knew where it was.
Yes.
You know, that's something that very much people have said to me is... Yeah, I knew about it. Or they'll message me and go, well, whereabouts is it? I'd love to visit.
Yeah.
So it's whose did you find?
I went to visit George Formby's.
Wow.
So I'm from that. George Formby had a house in Lytham St Anne's.
Yes.
And I have to say Lytham St Anne's because it's actually officially in the middle of Lytham and St Anne's. Lytham St Anne's is an area, it's not a town. Lytham is a town, St Anne's is a town, and then you have Anstall in the middle, and you have an area of Anstall called Fairhaven.
Yes.
Which is by the White Church, which everybody knows. And in between Lytham and St Anne's, there are two schools, which used to be private schools. They're still private schools, but they're owned by somebody else now. King Edward's School and Queen Mary's School.
Yeah.
A very prestigious place of the town to live. But as you go past those schools, that area was also always the denominator of whether you were in Lytham or St Anne's. So once you'd passed the schools going towards Blackpool, you were in St Anne's. So I'm officially going to say this plaque is in St Anne's.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So as you are on that front road from the White, if you sweep through by the White Church and go onto the front, so it's where all the File Coast runners runs usually are for the 10Ks. Wimmill 10K goes up that road and things like that.
Are you talking at the Fairhaven Lakeside?
Yes.
Right.
So if you imagine you're at Fairhaven Lake,
that's what I was thinking.
Sorry, I did explain that really badly, didn't I?
Yeah.
And you're looking towards St Anne's.
Yes.
Okay. So you go up that road with the sand dunes on your left hand side.
I know where you are, yeah.
You go past the two schools.
Yep.
So you're at the back of the two schools. And then there's a road called King Edward's. It's either King Edward's Road or King Edward's Avenue. You cross over that road and it's the second house down.
I'm going to check it out next time because I work there a lot. I do a lot of events that start at Fairhaven.
But it's a wide, wide road. When it's not a busy touristy time, you can park freely on the road. There's a big blue plaque on the gate.
Which I refer to as a green plaque.
I know. I don't know why. I don't know why you said it was green.
What time of day did I say that? Because I must have had a glass of wine.
I was going to say probably wine o'clock or something like that. Let me just find out what it says because it has a little bit of history about it. So it says, the plaque was placed by the Lytham and St Anne's Civic Society. George Formby, OBE, and then in brackets, George Hoybooth, which is obviously his real name.
His real name, yeah.
1904 to 1961. A musical entertainer and comedian. He bought Sintra, which was the original name of the house, from tenor Joseph Locke in 1953. So the house has already had famous people living in it. The house was renamed Beraldine after his wife, and he lived here until his death, aged 56 in 1961. So two things.
Yeah.
I thought he was quite young when he died, which I hadn't realised he was that young.
I thought he was older than that.
I did, yeah. The house is in its own grounds, but it's very much of the style of those houses on those roads. Like I said, they're all detached houses set in their own grounds with a little bit, you know, nice front garden area, driveway, nice back garden area. And it was only when I was walking to it, I realised I used to know the people who lived in the house next door.
Right.
From the Operatic and Dramatic Society, and we'd been to parties in that house. And then a little bit of history of the house where George Formby lived. The people who owned it after he died was my friend's grandmother.
Wow, so you're practically related.
Of course, it's this 6 degrees of separation thing, isn't it? And she says there was like a butler's pullet bell or something like that in the house because she always remembers playing with it. So he had staff at the house and things like that. But what I understand now is I don't know whether it's actual George Formby Day or something like that, but there's a day every year where the George Formby fan club meet in the garage in the back garden. Right. And they go all and play the ukuleles, and I've seen YouTube videos of it and things like
Is it? Frank Skinner's a big ukulele player, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, he's really into it.
I've got a ukulele. I can do a couple of things on it.
A friend of mine's a ukulele player.
I should really
as well.
Teach myself a little bit better. Yeah. So I'll go, when I'm cleaning windows.
Well, the other interesting thing is, if you go to the graveyard and visit the grave, you see this great majestic grave of George Formby, and then a smaller grave next to it, and his is the smaller one.
Oh, right.
The bigger one's his dad's.
Really?
Because he was also...
Isn't that in Warrington?
I don't know where it is.
I'm sure it's in Warrington because a friend of mine said, oh, he's in the cemetery near me, and I'm sure she lives in Warrington.
Yeah.
And I went, what, you're in a cemetery? And she went,
no. Yeah, no, I'm sure that's what the story is, because his dad was... I think his dad was a music hall performer.
Right.
Obviously before the invent of television, which gave George another medium.
Yes.
So actually, if you go and visit...
So there's a task for you. Next time you're going down to have a chat with the Fell Coast running team, go and have a look
for
the blue plaque of George Formby. So
I'm going to have to find some more.
You are, right.
Yeah, anyone knows of any blue plaques?
Yeah, let us know.
What you have to do is you have to photograph it and send us a picture.
Yeah,
we need a picture of it.
We need a picture of it and the location.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it into the plan somehow.
Somehow.
Somehow. Right, back to the music and we'll see you in a few short minutes.
For local radio, it has to be Ribble FM.
At Bowker Motor Group, our car and motorcycle service and parts departments are now fully open. And we want to reassure our customers across the BMW, Mini, Porsche, Harley-Davidson and BMW Motorrad range that we will ensure we safely meet the needs of our customers and staff whilst keeping our community safe. Visit BowkerMotorGroup.com to inquire or book online. Bowker, keeping Lancashire moving since 1919.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, but there are so many other things you may want to do with your time. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
This is the sound of one of our customers sleeping soundly at night. They're sleeping soundly because they know their IT system is being looked after by Blue Rock IT. They aren't worried about their office server. They know their network is secure. So if your IT system is keeping you awake at night, visit blueRockIT.co.uk or call 0333 050 9339. Just make sure you do it quietly.
The countdown to summer has started at Ramsbottom Kitchens with 10, 15, 20, 25 and up to 40% off selected Sheraton kitchens in a whole range of colours including gloss white, grey, cashmere and many more. Don't miss the summer savings at Ramsbottom Kitchens. To find out more, visit ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk or come along to our showroom at Union Street, Ramsbottom. Ramsbottom Kitchen Company, proud of our name, proud of our reputation. Terms and conditions apply.
Christina, yeah. Yes.
Thanks for making me a fighter.
Fighter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one you sing in an accent, isn't it?
It is. That is something that we are planning on doing something around.
If anybody wants to make any suggestions, we are looking for songs that you sing in an accent, as in you absolutely emulate the way...
Well, we started off, didn't we, with David Essex?
Yeah.
Because you had to hold me close, don't let...
So we're doing it without even any prompting.
This is it.
So, and we heard Dexys Midnight Runners on the way in as well, didn't we?
And that was more a copying the voice rather than an accent.
Yeah, so we need to
obviously
refine.
We've got the Proclaimers.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can't do the Proclaimers without doing a Scottish accent.
Exactly.
But we need to refine this idea.
We do.
And we will do an hour of the show 1 week in this.
Wouldn't it be a great album, though, to listen to in the car? You know, you've got a long journey and you could just have a whole album.
I'll do a Spotify. When we do it, I'll do a Spotify playlist and people can subscribe to that so they can listen to it in the car.
I think that would be hilarious.
It would be funny, definitely. Yeah.
So, but like,
it was the other one, Shakira, we were doing in the car.
We did Shakira in the car, yeah.
You can't do that without Shakira. We just sat here and wiggled our hips, chewing a bit of chair dancing. Sorry.
Yeah, but the hips don't lie.
No, my hips definitely don't lie at the moment.
Well, I've already talked about mine putting my jeans on.
So we had car woes last week, didn't we?
We did.
You're all fixed.
I'm all fixed.
I am now fixed, fingers crossed.
Yes.
Right. I am carrying with me the biggest set of heavy-duty jump leads you have ever seen in the world.
When are they going to bring out, and I don't mean to be sexist, but when are they going to bring out friendlier, female-friendly?
Oh, for the gripper things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because in my car, where the battery is... You've really got to struggle to get your hand in to get the jump leads on. They're just too big and cumbersome.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, I jump started a few times last week.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, going with precautions, and I have jump leads in the car, and I would have to flag down another motorist to help me if we did get stuck. But I know that that's what the problem is at the moment.
So if anyone sees a little silver car broken down...
and somebody waving madly next to it, please stop.
Please
it's
stop.
Me.
It's maybe Nikki.
So that was it. I just wanted to update you on the situation.
But
it was funny because yesterday I drove to your house to do one of our weekly runs, and we both cheered when the car started when I got back into it after the run.
I'd even moved my car so you had a space right in front of the house
in case we needed to do
so
anything.
So we could do a jump start.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, we were talking about songs to do with hot and cold and everything, and you chose this one for a change.
For a change. I regularly choose songs. And I chose Ice Ice Baby, but you'd already chosen it.
No, that's what I meant to you. I've put it into the show for you.
Oh, right.
So you've chosen that one as well.
You see?
Well, I know, yeah. I look good to you.
And I did Bananarama.
Yeah, well, that's one of the spoiler alerts.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so right, so now she's spoiled it. We'll go and have a listen to Cruel Summer. Because you said Cool Summer at first. Put that Cool Summer song on by Banana. I went, do you mean Cruel Summer? The one.
I don't always get things right. You may have noticed that.
Right, so we're going to go into Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Listen to Ribble FM anytime, anywhere. Download our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.
Strange voices are saying, oh, what did they say?
from round here, for round here. 106.7 Ribble FM.
You've just heard the news. Now you can see our news team and various experts get to the bottom of the stories. Radio News Hub on YouTube. It's chat about news and sport that you won't get anywhere else. Expert analysis from MPs, campaigners, football managers and more. Radio News Hub on YouTube. We'll give you the full picture. It's easy and free. Look for Radio News Hub on YouTube, subscribe, and you'll get our daily programme from 2 p.m. every Monday to Friday. Radio News Hub on YouTube.
Ben and Laura's new house is great, isn't it?
I love all the smart home automation they've got.
I bet you do. You and your gadgets.
Well, yeah. But Ben was telling me how secure their house is now. They went on holiday, didn't have to worry about anything, because their alarm, lighting and heating are all controlled automatically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even when they're at work during the day, the house is safe and protected. And, get this, if the kids are late home from school, it tells them.
Okay. Let's get the guys from Innovation Smart Homes to revolutionise our home.
See Innovation Smart Homes on social media or visit innovationsmarthomes.co.uk for more info and advice.
Scrap metal is an everyday occurrence for modern tradespeople. Cables, lead, copper, brass, aluminium, steel and even car batteries. Seal Metal Recycling are experts in metal. With years of experience and a local company who pay top prices and offer immediate payment. We even supply free skips for farmers, factories and bulk clearances. Visit sealmetalrecycling.co.uk or drop in to see us on Pendle Trading Estate, Chatburn. Easy to find, easy to deal with. Try us.
Take a look at the person working next to you. Look at the person opposite you on the other desk. If they went into cardiac arrest, would you know what to do? If you witness a teen or adult suddenly collapse and find they are not breathing, they are suffering from cardiac arrest and require immediate CPR and defibrillation to survive. Seconds matter. Visit defib365.co.uk to get more information about saving lives in your workplace. DFib 365, keeping the heart of your community beating.
Ripple FM. Whoa, this is a you called Sweet Jerry alongside a man called Ed Case with the Gorillaz, the Refix in a seat. Na-na-na, oh man. Na-na-na, oh. It's a bigger road ting.
Feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's 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 coming on.
When I live like that, oh, I'm pretty close with the car, oh, when I'm seeing my new Rolex, start to get the sauce and fix, so me got to, oh, Babylon, I can bring ingredients, oh, them all I watch ingredients, oh, shooting the diamonds and pearl, oh, them all I watch red rose girl, oh, come on, we're making money, oh, Babylon, I chat to me funny, oh, shooting the Lexus Jeep, start to get the sauce and weak, so me got to,
feel my motion, feel my motion, music is from the street, designed to make you move your feet, feel my motion, na-na-na.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's 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 coming on. Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
my motion. Music is from the street, designed to make you move your feet. And feel my motion, feel my motion. Na na na, na na na.
Oh, you wanna make no flow. Oh, I'm in a day where we go. Oh, you wanna live like star. I'm pretty close with the girl. Tell me, go to oh.
Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
I've not heard that version. That wasn't what I was expecting.
Me neither. And
but, go on, yeah, I know what you're going to say.
I really enjoyed it.
Well, I did as well, but we were both, as soon as it started, we both started dancing to it. And like, well,
this is where, we were talking about this off air, this is where we really need a webcam for the show.
Definitely.
Because the amount of times that you guys don't see the things, honestly, it's great to see what goes on behind the scenes, but the fact that certain tunes come on and me and Nikki just go into like matching dance mode.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's not pre-planned. It's just,
it's so weird.
It's just the way that certain tunes make you move in a certain way, I think.
I think so, yeah. But we're also of a similar age, aren't we? So it's like, I think there are certain dance moves we would do. I'm just trying to help. I'm looking at my phone. I'm trying to get somebody online so they can hear what we're going to do next. And it's like, it's not working.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. So anyway, we said we'd use this part of the show for some shout outs that we'd promised people, didn't we? Now, we saw a lot of people this morning and it was lovely because we'd been out for this early morning walk randomly.
I think
I actually think I might start doing this every Saturday because it has set me up for the day. It's going to help with my stamina and my fitness. It also means I can get out and see people. And I think what I want to do is when things like park run are back on, I want to come to the studio a little bit earlier, maybe do the Clitheroe Castle park run.
Yeah.
And then come to the studio stinking of sweat.
Yeah, we have discussed this. And the thing is, as long as we both run together, we're only going to stink each other out.
I know, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's just the two of us socially distancing in the studio.
Yeah,
so we're only going
to
upset
each other. Either that, I mean, there is time to do a park run in Blackburn or even in Hindburn and get here in time as well.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to get here till 10:30, 10:45. So there's plenty of time. We can do it.
I have to say the reason why is that the lovely Nikki does lots of prep at home and I really am the slacker on the show.
No, it's fine. We compliment each other.
It's fine. She's not upset, honest.
No, honestly, I'm not because I'm a little bit of a... I'm quite pedantic about the way...
She's a control freak, let's be honest.
That's the word I was looking for.
But the only thing she doesn't do is tag me in the posts. So what I tend to do is when she's shared it, when she's shared that we're on the radio and it comes up on my timeline, I then have to reshare it and go with Nikki.
I'm going to have to get used to social media properly, aren't I?
And
the thing is, though, I got into a routine because I was doing this on my own at home.
Yes.
And I have to get back out of that routine now and back into live mode, definitely. So
yes.
I don't think anybody is seeing the cracks. No, stop telling them about the cracks.
Sorry, this is it. I really shouldn't be allowed on because I give away all the secrets. I'm like that person who tells you how a magician did a trick. But I would never do that because... I understand the secrets of the magic circle.
I was going to say the magic circle drummed out. Not drummed out of the brownies, drummed out of the magic circle.
So. I know someone who has been.
Do you?
Kicked out of the magic circle.
Are you allowed to say?
That's all I can say.
Right, okay, so sorry, shout out. So first of all, I want to say thank you, because I know we've mentioned him earlier. I want to say thank you to Anthony for encouraging us to get out and about this morning.
It was fantastic.
What has happened with our running club is we have been given a route to do, or a challenge to do each week. You're under no obligation to join in. I haven't felt fit enough to join in many of the runs that they've been doing. However... A 5 kilometre / 3 mile route, flat route, has been arranged for this week's challenge.
Yeah.
Anthony's had a bit of an accident on his bike, so
he's got half his leg missing, not to be too dramatic.
He's got no skin on the left-hand side of his body, it's just like one great big graze. But anyway, he wanted to get back walking, so he said he was going to meet at the kiosk with his girlfriend Zoe at 8 o'clock. So I said, I fancy that as a dog walk, and then you jumped on it, and his mate was already doing the run. So Kieran had done...
Kieran, the loon. lunatic.
Yeah, Kieran the lunatic. Had done the run first and then he did the walk with us.
Yep.
And it was just a nice little leisurely stroll around the park, catching up with people we probably haven't spoken to properly for a long time. And regular listeners may remember Anthony was in the studio just before we went into lockdown. He was in with Kieran. They were talking about friendships through running and positivity and connecting, you know, sort of like in ways that you never thought possible. And they are a great couple of guys to chat to.
Oh,
very, very positive, very, very encouraging. You know, and I feel honoured to know them actually, because yeah, they do exude positivity.
I mean,
and
yeah, me and Kieran sort of broke off a little bit from the rest of the pack. We were rebels. But it was just so nice to have such a great positive conversation with someone, because
and someone different.
Yeah, this is it. And not the same conversation that you're having every day.
This is it. Yeah.
You know,
nice.
Because I have found that every day is the same conversation. I'm so
I'm
bored
sorry
of
about,
it.
Sorry about that.
Nikki.
Hello, yeah. But then we saw our usual groups of runners, our little pockets of runners that we knew would always be going out for park run. So there was about three or four groups, different groups of people out running. So we saw people like Gail and George, and we saw Joanne and Cheryl and Lynn and everybody, you know, so like all running in their own little groups, but also doing that 5 kilometre, 3 mile challenge.
It was great.
All starting at sometimes different points, and they're all at different areas. We saw Alison and Adela were running together as well, and Manchester was there. And then
Papa G had
Papa
his harem.
G, yeah, he and his little harem of girls,
yes,
plodding around. And then there were some mad people doing the actual park run route as well. So they'd gone up the
crazy
big hill behind Myersco College. But it was nice just to see the park coming alive at that time of the morning.
Absolutely.
And using it in positive ways.
Yes.
So, and it was really nice. Good to see people socially distancing as well.
Yeah, I think very much one of the things that lockdown has given us the ability to do is see how great our own doorstep is.
Definitely.
We can't go anywhere other than our own town, which the blue plaques, you know, now we can go a bit further. The blue plaques started because I could only go around my hometown, you know, and we had that bread donation that I took some to the Salvation Army in Blackburn, and it was coming out of there that I saw another blue plaque.
Yeah.
And it's just a great way to explore what normally you would just pass by and not think about.
So, and we've also got Vicky and David listening
as well.
Very, very regular listeners, Vicky and David.
Yeah, but David eats tripe.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Don't want to talk about that.
Exactly.
So. Anyway, nice little, how do we explain this song? It's like a swayy number, isn't it? Gentle, holiday type.
Yes.
Number. And I said we were playing this and you went, oh, I really like that. So this is going to be Havana by Camila Cabello.
Range that beat. If it goes a million. was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
He took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah.
Oh, no.
All of my heart is in Havana. My heart is in Havana. Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Take me back, 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 back.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Take me back, back, back.
Radio station for the Ribble Valley. On air, online, and on your smartphone app. 106.7 Ribble FM.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's crew, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise.
All the people, so many people.
Get up when I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know?
Park
and it's not about you joggers who go round and round,
park
round
and round. All the people, so many people, and they all go hand in hand, hand in hand through their park line. All the people.
Saying about part life.
I mean, about the fact that I was on a TV docu-soap in South Wales called Part Life.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. People know that.
Is it available on YouTube by any chance?
I have a small video of it that was downloaded from a cassette.
Oh,
a tape.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll come to that another time then.
Absolutely.
Right, just a quick thank you for listening to the first hour. We're here till 1 o'clock. We'll just let you listen to the news and we'll be straight back.
Live and local.
106.7 Ribble FM.
Online.